America, where do we go from here? As a young man, this is a question that lives in the forefront of my mind. It's a question that I find myself asking constantly. This question consistently haunts me as adulthood quickly races towards me. This is a question I so desperately want to have a definite answer to. Change is inevitable. I know this. Change can either be good or bad. Our country has changed and shaped itself immensely throughout the years, both in negative and positive ways. Time and time again, we have seen politics, race, and religion destroy and divide friends and families. Every day, we hear on the news that the American people are churning on each other for simply speaking their own opinions. What happened to the land of the free? To top this off, our country has and is still enduring a trial that we could have never anticipated. A worldwide pandemic would shake our country to its core, not only changing history, but the world itself. Not only have our lives changed drastically, but the lives around us as well. We have seen suicides, depression, and overall deaths go up. It is then questioned once again, America, where do we go from here? What happened to the America that rose from the ashes? What happened to the country that stood up for freedom no matter the circumstance? Let us not forget what our forefathers so desperately fought for. They fought without ceasing, many long and dreadful nights they faced, just to ensure that we could become a country that valued liberty. Our forefathers stated, and I quote, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of our liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." Let us not forget that these are just the surface rights that have been established for us in the first place. Let us not forget about the courageous men and women who died and bled for our country. It is because of these men and women and their constant sacrifice that I even have the ability to stand here today and voice my wants and dreams. Wake up, America, wake up. We are the land of the free and home of the brave. In order for us to thrive once again, we must cling and live by this. We are the one country that can come together in unity, a country that we can proudly call the United States of America. This is the one place where we can speak and live freely. As we continue to live out our day-to-day lives, let these truths continue to be prevalent within us and through us. Let us take our trials and tribulations that we are and continue to endure, take hold of them and come together as one nation, a nation that is strong and continues to stand because it thrives on unity. Let us take this and continue to persevere it for the generations now and those to come. When we do this, it will show others that we see the beauty of a person no matter the color of their skin, no matter their religious beliefs, no matter their political background. We can all find peace in the midst of this chaotic and ever-changing world. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Yes, we have come across several tragedies and trials within such a small period of time. However, instead of dwelling and complaining about all the negatives, let this be a time where we can come together and make the best of our circumstances. We are the people.